In the headlines, former Grenada Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell says Dr. Ralph Gonzalez's heavy defeat was coming. A St. Michael man sentenced to 13 years for raping a 12-year-old at the Frederick Smith School finally gets his day in court. The government of Barbados and the Barbadosite in power sign new licenses unlocking $500 million in renewable energy projects. And CXC Head says true inclusivity requires full support for learners with disabilities. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Former Grenadian Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell says he's not entirely surprised that his longtime political counterpart, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, was beaten at the polls in St. Vincent and the Grenadines yesterday. In an exclusive interview with Starcom Network News, Dr. Mitchell, who himself lost to Dickon Mitchell back in 2022, suggested that Dr. Godwin Friday's victory reflected a population fatigued with long-standing leadership rather than a dramatic political swing.
I think we are hearing for a while that the NDP was certainly gaining grounds. And you know, as you recall, we all know the last two or three elections in St. Vincent, last three, very, very close, one seat majority in each time, or two seats for the most. When you're in something that very, very long time, it happened to me, people do get tired for one reason or the other. And that's why I made a conscious decision. It was time. We all have to map out our own period of service or involvement in any activity. If you are in cricket, as you know, you don't overstay your time. If you are in business, you don't overstay your time. And similar in politics, like I learned, you don't overstay your time.
Dr. Mitchell has also thrown his support behind Dr. Kishore Shallow, the current president of Cricket West Indies, who was elected to Parliament as part of the 14-1 victory for the New Democratic Party, led by Prime Minister-elect 66-year-old Dr. Godwin Friday. Dr. Mitchell believes that Dr. Shallow should continue in his role as a regional cricket leader, noting that precedent has already been established for holding both positions.
We had example in the past. So Julian Hunt, if you recall, was a member of parliament and leader of the opposition. At the time, he was also president of the West Indies Cricket Board. And I did not hear a lot of not necessarily negative comments about his leadership of the West Indies Cricket Board at that time. But that's a personal decision Dr. Shallow would have to make. And I suppose the board and the West Indies Cricket operation should be able to be involved in some way, one way or the other.
That's former Grenadian Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell. The man convicted of raping a 12-year-old schoolgirl in a classroom at Frederick Smith Secondary School 2 years ago has been sentenced to 13 years in prison. Jamal Lorenzo Hunt will, however, serve about 9 years and 8 months after deductions. Justice Anthony Blackman said the sentence must reflect the court's responsibility to protect vulnerable members of society and enforce special protective layers for women and girls. Hunt of Waterman Terrace, Greenhill, St. Michael, was found guilty after trial of having sexual intercourse with a girl under 14 on June 15, 2023, while on the compound of Trent's St. James. Cabinet and the Barbados Light and Power have finalized and approved new operating licenses that are expected to ease the gridlock that has affected the national energy system for years, paving the way for more than $500 million in renewable energy investments. Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, made the announcement this morning.
We have completed negotiation of the licenses for the operations of the Barbados Light and Power in Barbados. That's significant for the renewable energy sector. It allows for those power purchase agreements that I mentioned before to be signed because there is clarity and there's predictability in the relationship between the utility and the government of Barbados. And it allows the bankers, represented here by Scotiabank, to have those $500 million plus by now that we've talked about so often to be unlocked through those power purchase agreements.
That's Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Registrar and Chief Executive Officer of the Caribbean Examinations Council, Wayne Wesley, says the region cannot claim to have an inclusive education system unless all learners, including those with disabilities, are fully accommodated. Dr. Wesley made the comments to Starcom Network News following a regional workshop in Trinidad and Tobago hosted by the World Intellectual Property Organization and the TNT Intellectual Property Office.
Under Marrakesh Treaty, which provides an opportunity for students, visually impaired persons, to have access to learning materials in form that they can easily utilize. And so CXC has supported this. We have, over the many years, in working with respect to providing Braille for the visually impaired, for the hearing impaired, sign languages. So we have been doing a lot over the years in providing for students who have some form of disability. We firmly believe that if education is to be truly inclusive, then we should provide the opportunity for all learners, regardless of abilities, to be able to maximize their full potential.
Registrar and Chief Executive Officer of the Caribbean Examinations Council, Dr. Wayne Wesley. The Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands, is stressing the importance of new, modernized training programs that equip community leaders with the tools needed to effectively support the island's youth, noting that outdated approaches will not meet the needs of today's generation.
Our task is to transform tertiary education so that we can help our young people to be successful. But on the training side, our mandate is national, that we have to be able to identify what are some of the needs nationally and put in place programs that will help us to transition everyone so that everyone can be successful. And the holes that are in our social fabric, that we have to work collaboratively with the People's Empowerment Ministry and all the other necessary ministries to be able to make this work. And that is why Village Builders was born. But the whole idea behind this was to equip everyone that wants to engage this generation of young people with the effective skills to do so.
The minister was delivering the remarks at the Faith-Based Leaders Meeting on the implementation of programs to assist the youth of our nation, held this morning at the Sagicco School of Business at UWI. Our top stories. Former Grenadian Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell says Dr. Ralph Gonzalez's heavy defeat was coming. A St. Michael man sentenced to 13 years in prison for raping a 12-year-old girl at the Frederick Smith School. The government of Barbados and the Barbados Light and Power signed a new license unlocking $500 million in renewable energy projects. And the CXC head says true inclusivity requires full support for learners with disabilities. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Barry Wilkinson, and thank you for the Lunchtime Edition of the latest news. The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.